call this meeting to order. I need approval of the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Go on, Kelly.
Okay, so you have your packet of policies that were updated. I will let you guys just kind of give me ones you want to talk about, but I'll give some of the brief stuff. So one of them is the library policy, 2522. That one looks more cumbersome than it actually is with the changes. The reason for that is I actually asked for the full template of it, only because the suggested changes we already had in place. We didn't need any other changes. But so that's where like the green X's are all, like we already have all that. But we had it in here as every time it said library, instead of just saying library, it said Library Media Center, which more like early to mid 2000s, that was the push, because that's when like computers were first coming. It was all going through the library, so it was going to be the media center. We just call it the library. And so in talking with our Neola rep, Tim Bannick, he's like, your policy should just reflect what you call it. So I worked with Sharon Bernier, our librarian, and she's like, we just call it the library. It does say Library Media Center on the outside of the high school one, but we still just call it the library. So that's when I asked him for the full template of it so that everywhere it says Library Media Center, I can change it to library and just be done with it. So it looks like a big change. Like there's so much in there that's taken out. That's because it's like the first time we're putting in this policy, but it's not the first time we're putting in this policy. So these are all, what the red is all the different options that we could pick for different parts of it. We've literally, the only changes to this is calling it a library instead of a library media center. So, okay. All the rest is there. So that's that one. 7440 is, I'm going to look at the key here, 7440.03. Small unmanned aircraft system. That's drones. It's a drones policy. We don't have it in place right now. I was like, I really don't feel like it's necessary for it, but at the same time, you never know.
Yeah.
So basically, I went through the process with him with the the options, and I chose what I felt would be the best one. It kind of, basically what it says is that no one can fly a drone on our property unless they get permission. So I felt like that keeps us safe. It doesn't say no one can fly a drone, because honestly, we would mostly let them fly a drone, depending on the purpose. If it's to take pictures, like the one that we have, it's that drone, we would give them permission. Sports teams, football teams use drones for their sideline cameras. We have a camera on a big pole, but other districts do have drones that sit in the end zone that are just stay in one spot. And that, so it does state in the policy that if it's used for sports, it does have to follow the rules of WIAA. Again, we would let them use it. We have let them use it in the past. But again, personally, I feel like it would be better to have a policy that way, in case something happens, we have the right to say no. If we don't have that policy, we don't. But, really have the right to say no. Other than those two, I did add in the policy about, I got the template for, like we talked about, a few months ago, about a public comment. And so we had talked about just having it so we could see all the different options. And so I pulled that. It's towards the beginning. This one, it's got the smaller print because it's in a different area. So right now it's blank. There's no red, there's no green, there's no nothing, because I'm not making any changes. This is literally the template. This is all the options that Neola says are legal that you can put in there. So if you want to talk about the public comment, we can jump into that, or if you have questions on any of the other policies, if you saw anything that drew your attention or you had questions with this update, while there were a lot of individual policies on it, the updates were very boilerplate, you know, changes in wording, things like that. Nothing controversial. You know, some of them I was like, oh, Lord, here, you know, it may be a controversial policy or something, but none of the updates are controversial. They're all compliance type stuff, so.
Does anybody have any idea on the public comment?
I think it's, you have to have it.
You have to have that.
I think it's fine as long as we omit personal names or anything.
Well,
like that.
Yeah.
Use the enforcing of that part of it.
I had talked to Kelly.
It has to be enforced 100%.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing has to be. You know, I liken public comment has gotten to be like a bad child. And you have to rein it in. It's just gotten so out of control.
Yeah, the personal attacks are...
There's a couple that we... Let me think now. We have, and I don't have it up, but we have in there, participants shall direct all comments to the board and not to staff or other participants. There is another one on here that says, all statements shall be directed to the presiding officer. No persons may address or question board members individually. I don't know that that's really an issue or at the heart of it, but just, you know, just talking about not addressing other people, that has been a thing.
Or not
you
to
know.
Talk names.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's gotten...
Name dropping.
Yeah. And, I mean, it has been staff that has done it. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I just think...
I'm not pointing fingers at anybody.
I don't...
They get going and then all of a sudden name, something that shouldn't be.
I talked to a couple different school districts and... Both of them do the names, have the people sign in, because we've gotten away, just when I worked here, if somebody talked in public comment, it had to be something that was on our agenda that night.
Mm-hmm.
And very seldom is it anything, it's just the other stuff all
broad,
the time.
Broad topic.
Yeah. So,
There is one on here about attendees must, letter C in the second part, attendees must register their intention to comment or in the public portion of the meeting upon their arrival at the meeting.
Yeah. And that way, the last meeting we had that gentleman that was from out of state, nobody knew who he was. Where did he say he was from, North Carolina or something? Somebody asked him to come and make the statements. Well, that shouldn't be either, you know.
Yeah.
So it does have, and I believe we have this in here, the only thing on that, it says, anyone having legitimate interest in the actions of the board may comment during public portion. I don't think you can necessarily limit it to citizens only, you know, like taxpayers or any of that, but it says anyone with legitimate interest. But you can still make them, like, register, you know, like you said, walk in and sign up.
It's pretty cumbersome.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And the other one that was talked about last time was limiting the total duration of public comment, whether you want to do that or not.
Definitely. I think so.
Do you guys have a thought on what that would be, the total time?
Well, you know...
So it's still... And again, you can also limit the amount a single person can, which we have at 3 minutes. So considering and you know, whether you keep that or not, you know, the 3 minutes, and then... do you want, you know...
How do you set a time for the total when you don't...
When you go from 6 to 6:20, then...
Yeah, I mean...
Or 6:30.
Yeah, well, what I would do is just that once we get to public comment, it's a certain length of time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you want it to be, but you would set that minute duration, so then you're timing the individual comments, but then you're doing that overall time, too.
Then each person would... We've been given him, what, 2 minutes?
Three.
3 minutes?
They get 3 minutes.
So if
and not all of them take the full 3 minutes.
But if you use that 20 minutes and it's done, then they're done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, since I've been on the board, it's never ran over 20 minutes. I don't think you need that additional timer on. Also more cumbersome.
What additional, like, per person?
No.
No, like an overall limit.
Overall time. I mean, if...
We've had some long ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. That's not the norm. It's the exception.
Yeah,
it's not the norm.
I mean, you might get. I mean, probably during COVID, you probably had some or something. But
During this we had.
During this we have.
March, April.
Six, 7 people talk, that's 20 minutes.
And that would be, and I would say...
If they all use their three.
Yeah, if they use the full three. I would say if you're going to put an overall minute time, I almost feel like then you should have them sign in, because I don't, unless you just, it's... Who goes, I don't know, I feel like they're going to talk over each other, because they're jumping at something. And if you limit the over, you know, the overall amount of time.
The poor person
and
that,
yeah,
that
so I don't know if you sign
you know.
In and then they go through that order, and as many as you get through. I don't know.
You're trying to put too much in the box. You just got to keep it 3 minutes, no people talking. That's the deal. There you go. 3 minutes. Rock and roll.
Okay. I'm fine.
That's my opinion.
I'm okay with not setting an overall timer.
Okay.
I am too.
Now, they can only speak once, right? Unless we go through all the comments. Is that something we can just do with that they only speak once? Period.
Because you have like people jumping back at other people's comments.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can, because you're not.
You can
obligated. You don't have to have public comments. So yes,
no.
You can limit to, you know, one time through. I
agree with that. Yep. That person
I can ask Tony. Tony's not coming, so I can ask him specifically that question,
right.
Or the NEOLA person. And if that isn't true, then I would get back to you guys. But if that's what the board votes, I'm under the impression that yes, you can do that instead of saying unless the other. It says no participant may speak more than once on the same topic unless all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. Which you don't, if you don't know what they're speaking on, how do you know if they're, you know,
yeah.
Everyone else has been heard on that topic? But if you like
Three
no
minutes,
more than once.
One time doesn't matter.
Right.
No
one,
participant
one
can
done.
Speak more
I
than once.
I think some people are under the impression that we can interact with them.
Yeah.
Like,
and
public comment.
You yeah.
And
basically there's no law saying you can't, but you should not.
Right.
And then you're discussing something that's not necessarily on the agenda.
Right. And then
that's
it's more,
the issue there.
Like an argument.
Yes,
yeah.
And
it's
not
a statement.
And then
agreed.
You can say something
and that's,
that.
And that's
you
part of
say.
That's part of they're not supposed to be interacting with you on the board.
Right.
They should be, you know, I mean, the board as a whole or the presiding officer, depending on how that it's stated in policy. But it should not be something to interact with. I mean, it's a statement, and then you guys take that and consider it, and you decide. If as a board you discuss it, if it's on the agenda, this meeting, if it's not on this agenda, if you bring it up into an agenda item in the future. But you guys discuss things as a board,
yeah.
Not, especially during public comment. Again, during items on the agenda, you have the option to engage with someone in the public, but again, it's the board's business, so... So the only real change would be participants speaking more than once. The rest is basically just enforcing the name stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say if they're going to start name dropping, then they can just be done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it does say in there already, the presiding officer may interrupt, warn, or terminate a participant statement. When the statement is too lengthy, personally directed, abusive, obscene, irrelevant,
And you
That's
guys
already on there.
Are okay with the board meeting still being taped?
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right.
3 minutes.
Huh?
Three minutes. Keeping it at three.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's
feel
it
like,
for policy.
Feel like there should be some sort of like, can you add like a repercussion? Like, okay, say, said person, name drops.
Yes.
You terminate him for that day. Is there a way that you, okay. Like, three strikes, you can't comment anymore.
I don't know about that, like, overall. It's in that direct meeting. I'm pulling it up right now.
Can you ask them to leave if they...
Yes.
Yeah, I
yes.
read
but
that.
You know what I'm saying? Say someone starts rambling on, and at the end, they name drop. So, really, you can't...
Yeah, that's not going to... Yeah.
It says you can.
Right, but
I
saying they do it right at the end.
Oh, then you're... Yeah.
And then they come back the next meeting and do the same thing.
No.
Right again.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Like if someone wants
excuse me.
I mean, if they think like me, that's what I would do.
Public comment.
Because then you can just come back.
Now we know
come
how
on,
your mind works.
Cool.
Yeah, it just says the ones that we have in place is the warn, interrupt, warn, terminate. If it becomes too lengthy, personally directed, obscene, or irrelevant, request the assistance of law enforcement officers in the removal of a disorderly person when that person's conduct interferes with the orderly progress of the meeting.
You know what
that's
I'm
what's
saying?
Currently, yeah. Yeah, I do know
just
what you're saying.
Trying to mitigate one bad egg that would come in and abuse the loop,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions on any of the policies that are as written? All right. Do you want to ask for adjournment?
Okie doke. Motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned at 5:30.